All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Tonight we are talking Let's Talk Jesus. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. And tonight we are talking Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and nobody can do me like Jesus. I said nobody. Nobody can do me like Jesus because he is my friend. I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody, nobody who can do me like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So tonight, that's what we're doing. We are talking Jesus. Yes, we're talking Jesus. And tonight's topic is Focus Jesus. And our scriptural reference is Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. That's Hebrews 12:2. Praise God. So we can agree that we are truly living in a day. Yes, we're living in a day and a time where there is so much going on in the world that it's so easy to lose our focus. I said we're living in a day and a time where there is so much going on in this world that it is easy to lose our focus. Yes, our focus. See, distractions are all around us, all around us. Everywhere we look, there is something going on to distract you. See, the enemy's job is to keep you distracted, to keep your mind and your focus off of Jesus. As long as he can keep us distracted, then we won't do the will of the Father, what the Father has purpose for our lives, what he has purpose for us to do. Yeah, so we're living in a day and time where there's so much going on that we lose our focus. It's so easy to lose our focus. So much is going on in the church. I said it's going on where? So much is going on in the church. We got so much going on at work. And we got so much going on in our own personal lives, in our own personal lives. Yes, in the church, at work, everywhere we around us seem like there is so much going on. There's so much going on. It seems that everywhere you turn, there's a distraction. Yeah. Now, on the workplace, let's talk about the workplace for a little bit. We know in the workplace there's a lot of gossiping, a lot of tattling, just a lot of mess going on in the workplace. We can get easily caught up in it. But when we are in it, we're on the workplace, guess what? We either going to let our light shine for Jesus or we're going to go into the darkness. You know, we have a choice. We can either stand firm on the word of God, amen, and try to give hope to the situation, not really get involved in the gossiping and things like that, and represent Christ in a way that he would be pleasing, amen. Then we know we have a lot of backstabbing that's going on in our personal lives. People are saying, oh, you know, we have haters here, we have haters there. It just seems like if it's not that going on, there's something else going on in our personal lives. It's always a problem that you're going to be going through in your personal life. You're either going in or you're either coming out. I said you're either going in or you're coming out. Either way, we're going to praise God because we know that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. So when we have situations that arise in our personal lives, you know, we shouldn't be shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. We know that we can expect things at us in our personal lives, but it's all about the way that we handle those kind of situations. Amen? So we're talking about the workplace. We got stuff going on there. We're talking about our personal lives. We got things going on there. Then we even have stuff going on in the church. Yes, in the church. Unfortunately, we do. We have gossiping going on in the church. Yes. We have jealousy going on in the church. We have all things going on in the church. But guess what? The church is in us. So what are we bringing to the church when we come in? We got to check our own hearts. We got to check our own minds, check our own situation. Say, Lord, let me be more like you, Lord. Let me not be the one that's bringing the mess to the church. Amen? Amen. So we can agree that there's so much going on in the world that we are losing focus. Yes, losing focus on the principal thing, and that principal thing is Jesus. You got it. That's what we're talking on tonight, Jesus. He is the principal thing. He is the main thing. Amen. He is what our minds and our hearts and our lives need to be focused on. And his name is above all names. And that name is Jesus. Yes, that's what our focus should be on. Amen. Amen. Are we about our Father's business? Things are going good for you. Guess what? That's when we need to focus on Jesus. Amen. When things are going bad for you, when things are getting rough, when those trials and tribulations are coming up on you in life, as they will, amen, when the doorbell rings and there's trouble waiting on you, amen, guess what? Our focus should be where? Yes, you got it, on Jesus. In everything, our focus should be on Jesus. See, as long as our minds and our hearts are focused on Jesus, we don't have to worry about what else is going on to the left, what's going on to the right, what's going on behind us, because we're looking forward to Jesus. Amen? Amen. So Jesus should remain our focus through it all, and we know that Jesus himself was focused. Yes, he was focused. Jesus remained focused throughout the 33 years that he was here. Amen? Amen. And during his time on earth, he had a particular mission. Yes, Jesus had a particular mission, a particular purpose that was given to him by his Father. See, Jesus did not stray. Yes, he did not stray. He did not look to the left. He did not look to the right. He did not let the distractions worry him. Did not let his focus lose. He never lost sight of his purpose. Amen. He did not get caught up in himself. See, some of us get caught up in self. We get caught up in things that we want. We get caught up into material things, to other folks' business, our own problems, and we lose focus. But Jesus did not do that. No. He kept his focus. Amen. He didn't get caught up in self. He didn't get caught up in pride. Mm-mm. He didn't get caught up in lust. He didn't get caught up in any of the world's distractions, because he was serious about his Father's business. Amen. Jesus was serious about his Father's business. Amen. He did not waver. Mm-mm. He didn't waver from the course. No. There was temptation. Yes, he was tempted like anyone else. You may say, oh, well, he was perfect. He didn't have no temptation. Of course, he stayed focused, but that's not true. See, there was temptation always before him, and there was always distractions. There was always a reason that he could get strayed, but he never did. He always stayed the course. Amen? Yes, he never strayed from the particular course that God had called him to follow. And we know that the Word of God tells us, indeed, that he was tempted. Jesus, yes, Jesus himself was tempted after he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Word of God says, after he 40 days and 40 nights, then he was tempted by Satan. Amen? But he never got caught up in Satan's tricks or any of Satan's shenanigans. No, he did not. See, Satan had used every trick he could think, everything he think he could do to get him to lose focus. But our Lord and our Savior was not having it. He stayed focused. He resisted the enemy, and the enemy had no choice but to flee. I said the enemy had no choice but to flee, and flee he did. Amen? So as we focus like Jesus, when the enemy brings us the distractions, all we have to do is keep our eye on Jesus. The Word of God says if we resist the devil, amen, I said if we resist the devil, he will flee. Yes. Hallelujah. So tonight I have five points I want to share with you as we talk about focusing like Jesus. 5 points. And I got my 5 points from the word focus. Yes, I'm using the word focus to talk about these 5 points. So for each letter in the word of focus, first up we have F, which is follow. F, follow. We're talking about the word focus. F is follow. And then we have O, for one accord. O is for one accord. Amen. Then we have C, which is for courageous. C is for courageous. Then we have U, which is for unity. U for unity. And then we have S for submit. So again, we have the word focus, and each one of those letters represent one of the points I'm going to talk about on tonight. We have F, which is follow. We have O, which is one accord. C, courageous. U, unity. And S, submit. So first up, we're going to talk about follow. Yes, first up is follow Jesus. Matthew 16:24 said, Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So to follow Jesus, we have to do what? We have to deny ourselves. Yes, deny ourselves, meaning that whatever we used to do, guess what? We're not going to do it anymore. Amen. Whatever it is we used to do, as we follow Jesus, we're not going to do that thing anymore. The things that do not honor God, those things that are not pleasing to God, we're going to stop doing them. Amen? I said those things that do not honor God, those things that are not pleasing to God, those are the things that we're going to stop doing. These things happen naturally when we keep our eyes and our focus on Jesus. See, we die to ourselves when we begin to follow Jesus. And we are born again. Yes, we're born again. the word of God says you must be born again. So we are born again. No, we do not go back into the bellies of our mothers and have a second birth, but we are born again in a spiritual birth, amen, and through that spiritual birth, it gives us a new identity in Christ, hallelujah. Yes, we get a new identity in Christ, praise the Lord. The word of God says that all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the newness in you, Lord. We thank you that when we accept you as our personal Savior, Lord, that we are born again. Yes, when we are baptized, it represents us being born again, dying with you, and being resurrected with you, Father God. We thank you for the spiritual birth that gives us a new identity in Christ Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. See, when we get born again, as I said, those old things, that old man must die, all those old things are passed away, our slate, it's wiped clean. All our sins are thrown into the sea of forgiveness to never be even remembered anymore by God. Yes, he gives us a new name. Hallelujah. He gives us a new walk, a new talk. All things now are new. See, we begin to walk different. Hallelujah. We begin to talk different. Glory to your name, Lord. And we even begin to look different. Oh, yes, we begin to look different. Now, you may not notice it, but guess what? Other people will. See, people always notice it right away. That there is something different about you. People say things to you like, you know what? There's something different about you. I can't really put my finger on it, but you know what? Did you lose weight? Did you color your hair? What's going on? Amen. But you look different. Praise God. They may ask you questions like, did you change your hair? Did you color your hair? Did you go on vacation? What's going on? But what they really are saying is that I see that new man in you. Amen. I see that something about you is different. And guess what it is? It's that new creation. Hallelujah. See, your light is shining from within. So, yes, we are now following Jesus. He is now the good shepherd, and we are his sheep. Hallelujah. So our second letter on tonight in the word focus is the letter O, which is for one accord. O is for one accord. Amen. Romans 15, 5 and 6 says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and with one voice you may glorify God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's Romans 15, 5 through 6. It says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind, one voice, you may glorify the Father, amen, glorify God the Father of our Lord Christ Jesus, amen. So we are to have that one mind, amen. Yes, when we are on one accord, we are to have one mind. When we are on one accord, we are to have one voice. Yes, we're talking about we are on one accord, like Jesus, amen, when we're focusing like Jesus. So we are to have one mind, we are to have one voice. And we are to be like-minded as believers, just as Christ was one with the Father. We are to be one with Christ, and we are to be one as a body of Christ. Amen. We should not feel disconnected from one another in the faith. No, we should not feel disconnected, but we should feel connected as being on one accord. We are to love one another. Yeah, to have love one for another. We are to be at peace with one another, and we are to support one another. Yes, support one another. You know, that love and that support that we should have, it should be genuine. It should be sincere. Amen. It should be heartfelt. Why? Because God loves us. Yes, Jesus loves us, and we are commanded to love one another. We're commanded to love one another. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you. John 13:35, a new commandment, Jesus said, I give to you. He says, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. Amen. That's John 13:35. So we are commanded, yes, by Christ Jesus to do what? You got it. To love one another. When we show love, guess what we're doing? We are honoring God. I said, when we show love, we are doing what? Yes, we are honoring God. We are representing him in a way that is pleasing to him. Third letter on tonight in the word focus is C for courageous. We're on the third letter now, which is C for courageous. C, courageous. We have to be courageous as believers. Yes, when we follow Jesus, we are now his disciples. Yes, when we follow Jesus, we are now his disciples. We are now his followers. We are now his co-ambassadors with Christ Jesus. Amen. We are truly now soldiers in the army of the Lord. I say we are now what? Yes, soldiers in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, soldiers have to be brave. Yes, as a soldier, you got to be brave. You got to be brave, and you have to be courageous. There's that word again, courageous. See, courage is one of those concepts that we often will attribute to people like heroes, like athletes, like legends, things like that. And not so much do we really say, oh, you're courageous to everyday people's lives, like believers in Christ Jesus. But guess who's more courageous than anyone? It's Christ Jesus. And as Christ Jesus being our good shepherd and we following him, then we are courageous as well. Amen. Because we are now co-ambassadors with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So we are brave and we are courageous. Hallelujah. We are marvelously created by God, the God of this universe, the only true and living God, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And there is no other God but the God we serve. Amen. The true and living God. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, it is God who makes us courageous. Yes, it's God who makes us courageous. For he has given us power, he has given us love, and he has given us a sound mind. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your love that gives us security, for that love that gives us peace. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a sound mind. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. See, without God, without him, we're nothing. But with God and through God, we can do all things. See, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. We are more than a conqueror. Yes, we are. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, Father God. We thank you for the courage, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And then we have our next letter up, which is the fourth letter in the word focus. Our fourth letter, and U is for unity. I say U is for unity. Amen. So we must have unity. We already talked about that a little bit. We already talked about unity. We already talked about that. But we have to have unity. We have to have unity in order to be focused like Jesus. Yes, we have to have unity. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Christ Jesus, that all of you agree with one another in a way you say, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. So we'll be united in mind and thought, and there should be no division among us as believers. See, unity means a condition of harmony. It means continuity without deviation or change. That's what we're talking about when we talk about unity. So our love means that it does not change from one another, but it remains the same. The same way God loves does not change for us, but it remains the same. So when we truly have love one for another, it does not change. We don't love you today, I hate you tomorrow. I love you today, depending on how you treat me. None of that. See, it's not conditional. It's unconditional, the way that God loves us. Amen. It means we forgive. It means we are compassionate towards one another. Because Jesus had compassion, and everywhere he went about healing. He went about delivering. He went about doing the will of the Father, preaching the gospel to both the Jews and the Gentiles, meaning that he preached to both the believer and the non-believer. Amen. So there is no division. There's no division according to the word, not when we are children of the Most High God. Amen. And we know that a house divided cannot stand. A house divided cannot what? It cannot stand. So in order for us to stand, we must be united. We must have love. And we must have unity. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And finally, I'm coming to my last word in this word focus. As we focus like Jesus, the last word in focus is S. We come to this last letter, which is S. And S stands for submit. Yes, S stands for submit. See, Jesus was submitted to God. Oh, yes, he was. Jesus was submitted to the Father. He was focused on doing the will of the Father, and he did not ever lose the vision. He did never get off track. He never lost the vision. He never lost the purpose. He knew his purpose, and he came to do the will of the Father. Amen. John 6:38 says, Jesus says, "For I come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Yes. So Jesus came to do the will of the Father. So when we're focused like Jesus was submitted to his Father, we're submitted to the Father. Amen. And we will do the will of the Father. We will keep his commandments. We will stay focused like Jesus. We will love like Jesus. Hallelujah. We will pray like Jesus. We will heal like Jesus. We're talking about being focused. We will teach like Jesus. We will be courageous like Jesus. We will love like Jesus. Yes. We will forgive like Jesus. We will walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and we will preach Jesus. Amen. We're going to preach what? We're going to preach Jesus in and out of season. Hallelujah. That's when we focus like Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There is no other name that I know. There is no other name above all. There is no other name that we can come to the Father but through Jesus. Amen. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life, and we can be focused. Yes, we can be focused like Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you on tonight, Father God. Oh, Father, we just bless you on tonight, Lord, and we just pray that we will continue to be on one accord, Father God. We just pray that you help us, Lord. Help us when we are weak, Father God. Help us to keep your commandments, Father God. Help us to be focused like Jesus, Lord. Help us to have a better prayer life like Jesus, Lord. You said signs and wonders will follow those who believe, Father God, and we believe that we pray that we'll be able to heal Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, help us to teach others of your ways, to teach them of the gospel, to teach like Jesus, Lord. Help us to be courageous, Father God, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that we can be courageous like Jesus, Lord. Father God, give us a heart to be more like Jesus, to love like Jesus, to have love for one another, Father God, to even love our enemies. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, help us to forgive others, Father God, the enemies, one, Lord, the ones that we don't want to forgive, the ones that upset us, Lord. Help us to forgive like you, Lord. Help us to walk like Jesus, Lord. Oh, to be more like him, to talk like him, Father God, to walk like him, Father God. Let our light shine for you, Lord, and then help us to preach Jesus. Yes, preach Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and bring in Evangelist Valentine and see what she has to say on this on tonight as we are focused like Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to bring in Evangelist Valentine. Praise the name of the Lord.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Michelle. God bless you, my sister.
Hallelujah. We're talking Jesus on tonight, my sister. And we're
God
trying to be focused
you,
like
sister.
Him. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes,
are you
Lord.
Focused like Jesus, Evangelist Valentine?
I am
you focused like Jesus?
Yes, ma'am. I am focused on Jesus, and guess what? I can't do nothing else but stay focused on him, because if you lose focus, you lose everything. We must stay focused on Jesus. And you may always hear me say, keep your eyes on the prize. And that prize is Jesus Christ. We can't swerve to the left nor to the right. But we must stay focused, because if you lose focus, we lose everything. I am focused, and I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to keep my eyes on Christ. I'm going to keep my eyes on Christ. I'm going to stay on the right path. I'm not going to swerve to the left nor to the right. It's just like if you get on a track. You must stay direct on that track, because if you get off track, you're going to lose focus. You're going to lose focus, and you lose
yes.
everything. You lose everything. God wants us to stay focused. There are some things going to come up in our lives. Yes, some things going to distract us. Some things going to come, and it's going to come because the Bible tells us that in this world we're going to have tests and trials. But we can't let things take us off focus. We must continue to pray. Stay focused. Stay focused. And I've been sitting here listening to you talking about follow me, talking about following Jesus. Minister
yes.
Michelle,
Yes,
all we
yes.
can do is to follow. He say, follow me. Take up your cross. Take up your cross and follow me. We must take up our cross and follow Jesus daily. Daily. Not pick it up today and put it down tomorrow, but pick it up daily. And then I listen that you talk about follow. The F for follow. I was thinking, I was sitting here and I was listening at you and I was thinking about when Jesus came up to the disciples and they was fishing. And he looked over to Adam and he told him, he said, come and follow me. And what did they do? They dropped their nets. They was fishers of men. That was their trade. And they dropped everything they had to follow Jesus. And that's what we must do. We must drop everything we have and follow Jesus. Don't follow man. Follow Jesus. Because you know what man will do? Man will let us down. Man will deceive us. Follow Jesus. And when you follow Jesus, you won't go wrong. You're on the right track. So follow Jesus. And I was listening to you talking about one accord. One accord. And it brought me back to Acts 2:1, where the Bible say they was all in one place, on one accord. They was in one place in one accord. You know what? They was in the same frame of mind.
Glory.
They was all on the same frame of mind, waiting for the promise of the Father. One accord. And that's what we must do as Christians. As ministers of the gospel, we need to be on one accord and in the same frame of mind. This is what happened in Acts 2:1. They was in one place and on one accord and in the same frame of mind. They was in the same place. And while they were there in the same place, they were sitting and they was waiting and they were praying and waiting on the promise from the Father. Amen?
Amen.
And you talked about being courageous. Courageous, courageous, and I was listening at that. I was listening at you, and that word dropped in my spirit out of Joshua. He said, be very courageous. Be of good courage, I mean. Be of good courage and very courageous. Listen at that. Be of good courage and very courageous. We must be of good courage and very courageous. You know what? We need to be courageous. We need to be courageous and stay focused. Stay focused on Jesus. Today, I was thinking about Jesus. I was praising him. And y'all, I'm telling you, I don't want to stay focused. I don't want to lose focus. I don't want to ever lose focus on him, because if I lose focus on him, I'm through. I'm done. I can't go back. I don't care if I'm 90. If you're 16, you must stay focused. Stay focused.
Yes.
And then you talked about unity, my sister. Unity. When
yes,
you talked about the church, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. When you talked about unity, unity in the church. Not only in the church, but you need unity in your home. If you married and you got children, you must have unity in your home. You and your husband might agree and disagree, but you can come back together. We need unity in the home. We need unity in the school. We need unity in the White House. We need unity. And that's when you talked about the church. Yes, we need unity in the body of Christ. Because
hallelujah.
There are jealousy, there are jealousy, there are hatred, there are bitterness. And the Bible says, oh, Jesus, we are sheep in the church. We are snakes in the church. We are backsliders, we are backbiters in the church. But you know what? We can't focus on them. When I go to church, I tell God, let me go for him. I go for Jesus. Because there are some things you're going to see that you're going to say, this is not of God. But you better go for Jesus. When I went yesterday morning, I went for Jesus. I said, Lord, bring unity in the body of Christ. Let us be unified. come together, Melissa Michelle.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
And be unified. We don't have it, but guess what? I ask God to come through like a whirlwind and touch everyone, including me. If it's going to step on my toe, fine, step on it.
Me too, my sister, me too.
Step on it. Unity, that is so awesome you just brought tonight. But that unity, that word unity sticks out. Unity, because there's no place for church. Minister Michelle, there is no place for church.
Say that again, Evangelist.
If I'm messy and I'm always causing a confusion or a conflict, and if I leave there and go somewhere else, I'm taking that same mess somewhere else. We need to be unified. One accord, all for one and one for all. We got to come together. I love your topic tonight, sister.
Amen.
Hey, Jesus.
I love
you. Thank you, Father.
Thank
I
you,
love
Lord.
Thank you,
I love
Jesus.
You. And just praise God. You said some really good things, too. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
Praise your
thank
name, Lord.
For thank you for courageous. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God
hallelujah.
Bless you, and I thank God for you, my sister.
I thank God for you, Evangelist Valentine. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
bless, bless your name, Lord. Well, you know, you said some
yes,
good things
on
tonight. Yes, I like that you said, man will let us down, and he will just do just that. He will let us down.
He will,
amen. Oh, yes,
you know
he will,
what?
But you know what? Guess
yes,
he won't let us down.
Sister.
Guess who won't let us down? Yes. You already know who won't let us down, my sister. God will never
that's
let
Lord.
Us down. He will never leave
he'll
us.
Never
he will never
let
forsake
us. Down.
Hallelujah.
That's why he also said, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. Don't put your trust in man. But put your trust in God. Like I say, man will deceive you. I don't put my trust in man. I don't care if he's a pastor, if he's a bishop, he's a pastor, or whatever he is. I don't put my trust in it. My trust is in God.
Yes, amen.
My trust is in God.
He's the only one
I
we can
trust
depend
God.
On.
Look, I trust God with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. I'm not going to trust man. When you do that, what you do is you putting God on the side. Let's focus on God. Let's focus on him and stay focused. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
Jesus. Praise
Jesus.
Glory.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Preach Jesus.
Yes.
Love Jesus.
Yes.
Follow
preach Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
amen.
You.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go to the lines if we have anyone else.
So, hello,
sister. Yes. Amen. Anybody want to talk about anything we talked about on tonight? Hallelujah. How you could focus like Jesus. Go ahead and press
Jesus.
1 at this time. And come on in and share it with us. All you got to do is press 1. And come on and let's talk Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good
so if you press Jesus. 1 and come on in, hallelujah. If there's, it's like long as we keep our eyes, it's like Peter when Jesus asked him to come and he saw Jesus on the water and he began and he was looking at Jesus. As he looked at Jesus and got out that boat, he was able to walk. But then he got distracted like we do in life. You get distracted. Okay, as soon as he got distracted, that's when he began to sink. Amen.
Yes,
but we got to know
yes,
that we keep our eyes focused on Jesus. As long as we keep our eyes, and I know it's hard sometimes to keep your eyes focused on Jesus
yes.
when so much is going on to the left and so much is going on to the right. But guess what? If we just focus, hallelujah, if we focus on Jesus, everything will be
ooh,
all right. Amen. We have
amen.
The assurance. Yes. We have the blessed assurance of Jesus that he's with us
yes.
always. He's with us always, even to the end. Amen. I mean, that's a
yes,
promise
Lord.
That we can lean on, and we can be confident in. Amen.
Yes, yes,
yes. To be confident in knowing that He's with us
go
always.
Ahead,
keep our eyes on Him. keep our eyes on him. Now, see, the trick of the enemy is exactly what he did. After Jesus had fasted for 40 days, after he had fasted for 40 days, and I've never fasted that long, amen? I think the most I've ever fasted was probably 3 days with no with water only. Only 3 days, and you become very weak. After 3 days, you become hungry.
Yes.
You become distracted. You know, you start thinking about food. It's so hard to focus. I can only imagine how he must feel physically after these 40 days and these 40 nights of fasting when he was at his weakest point. See, when we're at our weakest point, that's when the enemy comes in. He looks for the weak point. He looks for that point that he knows that you're getting weak. And that's when he comes in. He's like, oh, turn it to some bread. You know what I mean? Aren't you hungry? You know, he starts to tempt you with the things that he knows that you'll be tempted with, whether it be with another woman, whether it be with another man, whether it be with money, whatever it is, whether it be with drugs or alcohol. He waits to that moment of your weakness to try to tempt you. But it's at that moment when you are the weakest, amen, that you must become strong in Jesus. All you have to do is call out to Jesus in that weak moment, he will strengthen you. Yes, he will. You got to have faith and believe that he will strengthen you. The word of God says there is no temptation that has come upon man that is like uncommon. So anything that you're going through, know that is not uncommon, that is common, and that God has already provided a way for you to escape. Amen. And the way to escape is the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. God has given us power. Amen. I said he's given us power. Yes,
amen.
The Holy Spirit gives you power when you can overcome.
Amen.
Because we are overcomers. We are more than a conqueror. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So if you are down so low or you feel like there's nowhere else for you to go, there's always a way to go when you are down.
It
just where that's at. It's only up. Amen? It's only up.
Lord.
Get up and let your eyes look to the hills where comes your help. Because your help
comes
from the Lord. Cry out to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And stay
Hallelujah.
Focused on focus on them.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Members of Michelle.
Yes.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Let me say this.
You have a
Hallelujah. You are, hallelujah. You also mentioned the word submit.
Submit.
Submit. But what? We got to resist the devil. That's over in Peter. You got to resist the devil. Resist him. And the Bible says once you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. But guess what? We got to first submit to God. We got to
first submit to God. All right now, Evangelist, go ahead.
The Bible said, resist the devil, and he'll do what? He'll flee from us. But we got to first submit to God. Submit to God, and then the devil will flee from us. I submit my life to God. I submit my all to him. I submit everything to him. I yield totally, completely to him. We must submit. Submit ourselves unto God. And Jesus, he said, resist the devil. And what the devil going to do? He's going to run. He's going to run like in terror. But first submit to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
I have to share that. Submit to God.
Oh, no, that's excellent. Yes, that was excellent. Yes, and you when we submit to God.
Yes,
go ahead. No, you go ahead. We have time. Go ahead.
Submit to God, and when you were talking and you mentioned the word submit, and I wrote the word submit down, and the scripture dropped in my spirit. Resist the devil, resist the enemy, and what he'll do, he'll flee. But you got to first submit to God. And once we submit to God, then the devil, we put him on the run. We shouldn't be running from the devil. The devil should be running from us. Amen. Amen. Submit to God. That's what I wanted to say, my sister.
Amen. Amen. That's an excellent point. We have to submit to God. And you know what? The word submit is synonymous to surrender. Amen. The word submit is synonymous to surrender. Amen. We have to surrender our all to God. We have to say, Lord, less of me and more of you. Lord, just take everything away from me. Anything that's not like you. Anything that's not like you, that's not focused on you, Lord. Whatever it is in me, take it out of me, Lord. I don't want it. I'm going to just empty myself of me, Lord. I want to be less like me, but I'm going to be more like you. Amen, amen.
More
I want to
like
be less
you.
Like me, Lord. Because me, I'm no good, Father God. I'm filthy as rags, Lord. But you wash me in your blood, Father God. Oh, you wash me in your blood, Lord. And I thank you for the washing
blood.
And the cleansing, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you for the blood that cleanses all of
thank
us from our righteousness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, how you died on the cross,
thank
Lord,
you,
how you loved us so much. You said, for God so loved the world that he gave
come
you
on,
God, that whosoever, that's you, that's me, that's anybody and everybody. All you got to do is believe. If you
believe
on Jesus, then guess what? You shall be saved. Amen? Yes, you should be saved.
Amen.
Then
hallelujah.
You're going to have everlasting life. See, it's appointed unto man once to die. Yes, all of us. All of us. It's appointed unto man. It's been appointed unto man to die once. And after that, the judgment.
Yes.
Amen? But then, those who have believed, for those of us who believe, for those of us that have a personal relationship with Christ, for all of us that say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe that you died, Lord.
Oh,
I believe that you were buried, Lord. I believe that you were raised on the third day, Father God.
Yes,
I accept you as the Son of Jesus. I accept you as the only way. I accept you as the truth. Hallelujah. When we do that, guess what? We have everlasting life. We are sealed with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we will live for eternity.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we just surrender. We surrender our
all
to God. Yes, and whatever
surrender.
That thing is, we all got something to surrender, whether it's our bad attitude,
surrender.
Amen, whatever it is, whether it's an addiction, we can surrender it to God, amen.
Guess what?
Hallelujah. Whether it's,
I got both of my hands lifted right now. Both of my
hallelujah.
Hands are lifted right now.
I do
when
too.
You lift your hands
Lord.
To Jesus, that means you are surrendering all to him.
Hallelujah. I have mine lifted.
When you
too,
lift
God.
Your hands to Jesus, you are surrendering to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender all to you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We surrender all, Father God.
We surrender,
surrender
all to
all.
Him. Hey,
Jesus. Yes, glory. Glory to your name.
Glory,
Lord.
Jesus.
We surrender,
glory, Jesus.
Lord. We surrender
glory,
all,
Jesus.
Father God. We acknowledge
we
that we cannot do it on
Jesus.
Our own. We surrender,
we
Father.
Surrender
we acknowledge, Father God. We acknowledge that we cannot do it by ourselves, Father God, that
we
are in need of a Savior. We are in need of a Savior, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are in need of your glory, Father God. We in need of you, Lord. Oh, Father God, you're everything
hallelujah.
We need. Everything we need is in
yes,
you, Father
are.
God.
Lord,
yes,
everything
Lord.
We need. Like you say, less
yes.
of me and more of him.
Yes, less of me, Father God, and more of
less
you.
Less of me
hallelujah.
And more of him.
Yes, yes.
You know
if you are divine tonight,
it's time
go ahead,
for us playing church. It's time out for us playing church. And we need to be for real. We need to be
oh,
real
yes.
saints of God. Real women and
yes.
men of God. You say you sold out to Christ. Let's be for real. Let's unite. Let's be a unified
hallelujah.
Body of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes.
Let's be for
time
real.
Out.
You say
oh,
you
yes.
sold out. I remember Helen Baylor saying, I'm sold out. And she said, I'm not coming off the wall. I'm going
glory.
All the way for Jesus.
Glory.
We got to be sold out and stay on the wall.
Yes, Lord.
Sold out. I'm sold out.
Sold
when
out.
When I gave my
sold
life
out.
To Christ
you
when Lord. I was about 11 years old, I got baptized. About 11 years old, and like I said before, I was hungry for something. I was looking for something. I was seeking for something. And when
praise
I moved
God.
To Baton Rouge, I found out. That I was not truly saved just because I got baptized. I needed something more. And when I found out, I needed the power of God working in my life. And I didn't have that till one night. I met Jesus. I found Jesus.
Lord.
And I gave my life truly over to God. And I received the Holy Ghost one Wednesday night. And my life have not changed. My life been the same ever since. I'm not saying I haven't had a few struggles in my life, but guess what? My life hasn't changed. I'm following Jesus. Let's do likewise.
Yes,
let's
yes,
follow
yes.
him. Let's be like him. Let's talk like him. Let's walk like him. Let's live like him. Amen.
Amen. Glory to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Awesome tonight, Jennifer. That's awesome tonight what you brought. Awesome.
Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Well, you know what? I thank God for you, Evangelist. We're going to go ahead and bring in Prophetess Barbara Williams at this time and see what she has to say on being focused like Jesus. Prophetess Barbara Williams, come on in. Woman of God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I have really enjoyed you guys. I love y'all. Thank God for the anointing. I don't know everybody by name, but thank you. I love that topic about being focused in Jesus, because when we are focused and you're on track and you're fasting and you're praying and you're giving it everything you got, and look like it seems like you're not on track and you're not focused, but that's the time that the Lord want to bless you. That's the time the Lord want to take over, because you have denied yourself daily. And we keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Oh, God, He will keep us in perfect peace. Oh, that love, that agape love. And when you love Him, and I was listening when you were talking about the fasting, and that fasting for us to deny ourselves. And I said, Lord, you know, we do the 40-day, the 3 days, and I just come off the 70-day fast, and I wouldn't click on until I had finished. And God has brought me through. He's given me strength. I'm still thanking God for my complete healing. I'm not taking no injections in my back anymore. Because I stayed focused, and I'm not taking no hydrocodone tea. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Sometimes things will happen like Evangelist Valentine was saying. Sometimes things come and happen along the way for us to get in the right position for that birth. When we get ready to give birth, because we're focused on our purpose and our destiny for the Lord. And I thank God for the focus. Sometimes I know that it's hard. Sometimes I know that we can't always, sometimes it's still like we're not keeping the word that God told us. But see, that's the enemy talking to our mind. That's those little voices. And I thank God, because when you stay focused, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. And I thank y'all for y'all prayers. I thank you guys for touching and agreeing with me every time I come on the line. Sometimes I won't say anything because I be enjoying it. Sometimes we just have to listen and receive. And I remember when evangelists were saying how we need to sometimes just be still and know that God is God. Be still and know that I'm God. And when we are still, that's when He can give us divine instructions. That's when He can revelate to us.
That's good, Prophet.
And so a lot of times we need to receive in order to stay focused. Reading the word, praying the word, talking the word, doing this and that in the action, sometimes it's just not enough. That's why I love the subject about being focused, staying focused. Then we can do the things that God has willed us to do, His divine purpose. So I really have enjoyed you guys covered. And there's nothing I can really say, but I thank you all for letting me come in and say something.
You know, I really enjoyed it. Amen. Well, God bless you, Prophetess Barbara Williams. Thank you for
that. Thank you.
And, you know what? We have talked Jesus on tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have talked Jesus. Praise God. And I want to say that, well, we can do our closing remarks at this point. So if you have closing remarks, we'll start with you, Prophetess Barbara Williams. Do you have any closing remarks for our listeners?
I just want everybody to be encouraged. Don't let go. Sometimes it's baby steps for beginners, and if you don't know Jesus, it's time that we get to know Him. A lot of times people make it hard than what it has to be. It's not hard. It's just that Jesus lives in my soul. I turn my back on sin. I turn my heart towards you. Make me your child. Walk in me. Talk in me. Rest in His presence. And when you begin to focus and stay in that, then you can go all the way, pressing toward the prize of the high calling. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for that. Evangelist Valentine, you have any closing remarks for our listeners on tonight?
Yes, I would like to say this to those who are listening in tonight. To stay focused. Stay focused. Don't lose focus. Stay focused. Don't swerve to the left nor to the right, but stay on the right track. Because, you know, the Bible said there's a narrow road and there's a wide road. And that wide road leads to death. And that narrow way leads to Christ. There are two roads. One leads to hell and the other one leads to Jesus. Stay focused. Don't lose hope. cry, which is Jesus Christ, because he loves you. He loves you with everlasting love. Go to get your Bible and read John 3:16, how much he loves us. And this is why he came and he died for us. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you for being here tonight.
God, glory,
that you imparted on tonight. Amen. To God be
yes.
the glory. And I just love you, and I
yes.
thank God for you.
I love you, too.
Amen. Amen. So in my closing remarks, I just want to say again, to continue to focus like Jesus. And we know we already went over the words for focus, and we had F, which was follow. We had O, which was for one accord. We had C, for which was courageous. We had U, for unity. And then we had S, to submit. Amen. And we know if we focus on Jesus, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, nothing could distract us. Amen. And John 12:32 says, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And amen. Be blessed.
One time
says,
he will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. What? This evening. Yeah. 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 Say. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not always been what I needed to be. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. And still it loving.
Just look at
it. Say it.
Above.
clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's alright.
Come on.
Clap your hands and see me.
La 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 la.
I think it's alright.
Hit him with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Clap your hands. Everybody just clap. Just
clap your hands and see
me. And everybody just clap your hands. Y'all keeping this thing going, I feel you, what?